to Sight.
Spend the day with Sight.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, good morning, greetings and loving Sairam from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. A warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday live hosting and broadcasting from Radio Sai Studios. This is the segment Soul Inspirations and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. And as always, dear listeners, let us all collectively offer our most humble, prayerful and grateful pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and listener, the heart and soul of Radio Sai Global Harmony, that is Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. And I thank him profusely for giving me this opportunity to host a segment in his radio during Thursdays week after week. Alright, today is 31st of January 2019. The first month of 2019 is over. And the time right now in our studio is 11 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Well, the weather and climate in the ashram is quite pleasant. Nothing normal, bright sunshine, and in the mornings it's slightly cold, and as the day progresses, the temperatures slightly rise, but it's very quite pleasant and cool. Now it's time for the segment Soul Inspirations. Till now, you listen to the segment Morning Glory, and in the segment Morning Glory, you listen to the conversation with Mrs. Jyotsna Reddy, daughter of Mr. Panduranga Dikshit and wife of Mr. Raja Reddy. In fact, what you listened to was a conversation with Mrs. Jyotsna Reddy, and in conversation with her was Radio Sai's Bishu Prishti, and what you listened to was the audio of the video series, and the video of this series is available in Radio Sai. It's already been uploaded. You can watch the series in Radio Sai website and also in Radio Sai YouTube channel. And now let's come to the segment Soul Inspirations. And today I've got a couple of bhajans in this segment. And in between the bhajans, I'll be playing for you an episode from the radio series Reflect and Act. So let's listen to a bhajan to begin with. And it will be followed by the segment Reflect and Act.
ईश्वराम्बनन्दन साई जनार्दन ईश्वराम्बनन्दन साई जनार्दन भरतीपुरीश्वर साई गुरुदेवा
भरति पुरीश्वर साई गुरुदेवा
भरति पुरीश्वर साई गुरुदेवा
भरति पुरीश्वर साई गुरुदेवा
साई गुरुदेवा
साई गुरुदेवा
साई गुरुदेवा साई गुरुदेवा
साई गुरुदेवा साई गुरुदेवा
मंगलदायक साई गुरुदेवा मंगलदायक साई गुरुदेवा
मंगलदायक साई गुरुदेवा
मुनि जन मोहन माधव साई
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 प्रशांति निलया देवा
प्रशांति निलया देवा
प्रशांति निलया देवा
प्रशांति
परती पुरीश्वर साई गुरुदेवा
परती पुरीश्वर साई गुरुदेवा
परती पुरीश्वर साई गुरुदेवा
परती पुरीश्वर साई गुरुदेवा
ईश्वरांबनंदन साई जनार्दन
ईश्वरांबनंदन साई जनार्दन
परती पुरीश्वर साई गुरुदेवा
परती पुरीश्वर साई गुरुदेवा
साई गुरुदेवा साई गुरुदेवा
साई गुरुदेवा साई गुरुदेवा
मंगलदायक साई गुरुदेवा
मंगलदायक साई गुरुदेवा
मुनि जन मोहन माधव साई
मुनि जन मोहन माधव साई
प्रशांति निलया देवा
प्रशांति निलया
परती पुरीश्वर साई गुरुदेवा
परती पुरीश्वर साई गुरुदेवा
परती पुरीश्वर साई गुरुदेवा
परती पुरीश्वर साई गुरुदेवा
ईश्वरांबनंदन साई जनार्दन
साई राम एंड वेलकम टू रिफ्लेक्ट एंड एक्ट. टुडेज टॉपिक इज हाउ मच सैलरी डज अ मैन रियली नीड. लविंग साई राम एंड ग्रीटिंग्स फ्रॉम प्रशांति निलयम. The title of this week's program is inspired by a famous story of Tolstoy entitled, How Much Land Does a Man Need? And the motivation for the theme? Well, that's coming. Just wait and see. This is the time of the year when our newspapers and TV channels are full of news events about graduates of our brand business schools who get fabulous offers from overseas with annual salaries touching as high as $200,000. The public is just floored by this phenomenon, fresh graduates getting that kind of fat salaries. Understandably, these young men and women instantly become heroes and heroines, and their pictures are flashed everywhere. The directors of the business schools beam from ear to ear. Professors who taught these graduates are full of pride, and hundreds of young people look admiringly, hoping soon it would be their turn to reach El Dorado. Well, recently, we asked some of the students of the business school here in Swami's University what they thought of all this. We had a long discussion, starting with the curriculum and teaching, and then went on to discuss various related factors. In this letter, we would like to share with you some of what we heard and learned from our students. This, in essence, is what they said. In academic terms, there is really no substantial difference between the business school and our institute and the so-called brand institutes. The syllabus is more or less the same, and we too study the very same books. There are differences, though. For one thing, in the brand business schools, the students get more exposure to many practical details of today's business world. We, on the other hand, get an entirely different orientation, which has its own unique value. Learning about some of the intricacies of today's business world does give some tactical advantages to the graduates in terms of entry into high-profile corporations. On the other hand, we learn, especially in a very practical way, more about humans, the way they behave, their aspirations, and so forth. In the long run, this experience is invaluable in its own way. After all, in the ultimate analysis, business is always done with human beings, and society is the real marketplace. Thus, when it comes to matters like really dealing with customers and having a good appreciation of what it is that the public truly wants, we are much better equipped. You see, for the students of the brand schools, the horizon often is the corporation they are in. For them, the shareholders are very important. For us, society is everything, and the stakeholders, meaning the public at large, are very important. In the brand institutes, the bulk of the training is in the classrooms. For us, however, the bulk of the training is really outside the classroom. To start with, our hostel is where we learn most of our lessons. Because it is truly a microcosm of all of society. In the hostel, we are about 10 or 12 to a room. Now, compared to other colleges, this might sound horrible. On the other hand, once one gets used to this, the experience of living is sort of like a commune and teaches many valuable lessons. The hostel authorities make certain that in every room we have a good mix of students from different regions, speaking different languages, studying different subjects, and from different strata in life. Living in the same room, sleeping on the floor, working with our brothers all the time, on all matters relating to the hostel and the college, of course, teaches us how to be austere, how to adjust, how to cooperate instead of being aggressively competing with one another, how to help each other, and so forth. It shapes our personality in a subtle but very significant manner for the better, we believe. Another important thing about our hostel, compared to other hostels elsewhere, our hostel has very few service staff, and as a result, the students literally run most of the activities of the hostel. For example, all minor electrical repairs and plumbing repairs are done by the students themselves. When a boy is sick, other boys prepare special food for the sick boy as prescribed by the doctor. In effect, all labor is shared. The boys serve in the dining hall, they take care of the hostel library and computer center, and they take care of the intercom, the audio system, they stitch costumes needed for plays and the institute dramas, and they have a music group which takes care of the budgeons and special music needed so often for various occasions. And they take care of decorations when required, and so forth. These multiple skills come to the forefront during the annual sports and festival meet, when very complex structures are designed and created by the boys entirely on their own. This calls for skills such as welding, papier-mâché work, a bit of automation, and so forth. Indeed, our annual sports and cultural festival offers the very best commentary on the training that we receive in the hostel. It is absolutely unique, the likes of which cannot be seen in any university in India, because where else do students get such training? It is only those who actually witness the event who would be able to appreciate what an all-around training we receive in terms of character development, self-reliance, and working in harmony with others, and so forth. Elsewhere in the world, business schools operate so as to throw up some stars and a large number of lesser mortals. In our institute, we have a unique system in operation inside the hostel. The principle is that everyone has some talent in high measure, and that person must therefore be encouraged to make use of that talent for the common good. Thus, one boy may be very good in sports and be the institute sports captain. Here, he is the leader and others follow him. But this same captain might be in the budging group, which has its own leader. Now, this happens across the board. So much so, everyone learns simultaneously to lead from the front as well as to follow. This is a very unique kind of leadership training and teaches everyone to lead and also to follow by listening to others. Hostel is not everything, of course, and we must not forget Swami, who is the one who really shapes us in so many different ways as well. Take, for example, our daily visits to the Mandir for Darshan. You know, it takes a whole lot of discipline to sit quietly on the ground for hours at a time without fidgeting. This is a special training in itself. It teaches patience. When we are in the Mandir, what we eagerly look forward to is at least a glance from Swami. And when those fleeting glances do come, others might not notice them, but we never miss them. Sometimes it is a stern glance to a boy whose monkey mind is up to no good. At other times, it is a glance of immense love and compassion, assuring the receiver that he is there to help in tiding over the looming crisis, whatever it might be. On other occasions, the glance is wrapped up in that matchless smile of grace that everyone yearns for. Over the years, all of these things add up to a most effective and miraculous way that cannot be lightly dismissed by anyone. We must also not forget how Swami gives us so many chances, like singing bhajans, or distributing prasadam, or presenting skits, opportunities to speak in His divine presence, sing songs on festival mornings, and so forth. When prime ministers and presidents come here for ceremonial occasions, who is it that is in charge of hospitality services? Students of Bhagavan, both old, now serving as teachers, and new. And how meticulously Swami instructs those in charge of service. Does this happen everywhere? In every possible way, those here get trained for life in such a manner that it enables them to fit in wherever they go. This exposure gives us a deep feeling for rural India, without which urban India would be nowhere. Indeed, it has changed the outlook of many students who wanted to go abroad, inducing them to stay back and serve the country. Above all, what we learn every single minute is the importance of character and integrity in life. People ask, does truth work in the dog-eat-dog business world? Well, it does, because increasingly corporations prefer transparency and integrity in professional work. In this respect, we actually have an enormous advantage over the graduates of the brand institutes. People ask, why does not your institute have placement service? Well, the answer is simple. Firstly, placement deflects the attention of students from studies to money. Swami is very clear that students must study for leading a proper life and not for making money. Secondly, stripped of the glamour attached, placement is like an auction. We value knowledge and education and do not think knowledge should be degraded in this manner. This is quite contrary to the noble traditions of this country. People ask, look, the graduates of the brand institutes are grabbed by the big corporations paying huge sums. What about your fellows? Do you get jobs with such fat salaries? Our answer is simple. First of all, it must be noted that barring half a dozen top stars, the bulk of the students elsewhere get the same kind of jobs and salaries as our boys do. In fact, over the years, big companies in India have come to learn that Sai students, one, are not attracted by salaries, but by the desire to learn through experience. Two, easily adjust to the work assigned instead of bargaining for work they like. Three, are loyal to the employer and do not jump jobs simply because somebody offers a slightly higher salary. Four, are very good team players instead of being temperamental prima donnas. Five, finally, Sai students actually improve the corporation they serve by making it a better corporate citizen. Thus, Sai students have their own market value. Well, this is not all. You see, Swami says, you are what you are because of society. So when you go out into the world, make certain you serve society. Thus, for Swami's students, serving society is the main goal in life. And this they do in many ways. Firstly, wherever they are, they work for their employer in a true spirit of karma yoga. Next, they use every spare moment to go into society and assist those in need of help. Some go to the villages during weekends and do all sorts of seva there. Some run medical camps and so forth. Mind you, all of this goes on throughout the year, very quietly, without any prompting from anyone. Do you know, for example, one of Swami's students who is in Nigeria, works in a leper camp during his free time, actually dressing the diseased limbs of lepers? Can you find one such example from students who have graduated from all the famous institutions in the world who do such a thing? What I've just read is only a small sampling of what our students told us. In quoting all this, we do not want to give the impression that our students are vain or look down upon others. Far from it, in fact. We asked a question concerning this matter, and they simply said, other business schools train students to play a certain role in life, whereas Swami trains us for something different. And to drive home the point that they do not pose as being holier than others, they added, in God's universe, everything has a purpose, and every individual his or her own assigned role in the never-ending cosmic drama. Thus, we do not criticize or condemn the graduates who have studied elsewhere. If some of them are offered big and attractive salaries, so be it, for that is also what the good Lord has willed. For us, that same good Lord has given other instructions, and over here, we are trained to follow those instructions when we go into the world. We have no right to condemn others, even as we have no right to praise ourselves. God has given everyone a role to play. Others play their roles, and we play ours. In the ultimate analysis, who is to say which is better, really? But this much we do know. If we live with integrity and offer everything to God, there can be nothing better. This is possible for both the king and the pauper as well. The good thing about our institute is that we are constantly reminded of the truth, and that is what makes us different. And we are mighty happy to be different in this respect, for this is a difference money simply cannot buy. So why should we ever complain? Well, we were quite amazed to have this incisive analysis of the nature of Swami's University and the business school of the university in particular. So what do you say about this? Do you agree, or is there something possibly our boys have missed here? Do write and tell us, please, and we would welcome your comments. For Reflect and Act, thanks, and Jai Sairam.
परती बिहारा साई हमारा
परती बिहारा साई हमारा
परती बिहारा साई हमारा
परती बिहारा साई हमारा
अपना बना लो साई राम
अपना बना साई राम
अपना बना लो साई राम
अपना बना साई राम
साई Sai Ram, Sai Ram,
Sai Ram, Sai Ram.
Mata nasti, pita nasti, nasti bandhu sakha. Pita nasti, nasti bandhu
One of the salient features of the Sri Satya Sai system of integral education is the harmonious blossoming of the head, the heart, and the hand. Intellectually sharp, physically sound, and spiritually aware, this is how every student should shine. And one glorious illustration of this grooming is the annual sports and cultural meet of the Sri Satya Sai Educational Institutions that happens on the 11th of January every year in Prashantinilayam. It is an eye-popping display of physical agility, mental stability, and indomitable faith in the power of divinity within. Every year sees adventurous and lovely, innovative and lively events being offered to Bhagwan, many of them needing great courage and actually months and years of practice. But Bhagwan's students pick up and perform them in just 15 days. One such vibrant display was the performance of Lion Dance by the students in 2002. It was a Herculean task to master this art in 2 weeks, but for the students, nothing is impossible. With Swami, everything is Him possible. And Swami's deep involvement in this, right from the practice sessions, was the highlight of this offering. In fact, in a moving discourse, Swami Himself recalled an anecdote that happened during the rehearsal session.
Darjeeling boy, he lines dance lopala uddanna kudanu venaka Swami ki aashcharyakaramainatvanti yokka drushyanni nirupinchalani paiki ekkadu 12 adugula paiki. అక్కడి నుంచి జారిపడ్డాడు. పడేటప్పటికి మెడ చాలా వాచిపోయింది. అప్పుడు నాయన, నీవు కొన్ని దినాలు రెస్ట్ తీసుకో, నీ స్థానానికి ఇంకొక నందించమని చెప్పాను. అబ్బాయి చెప్పాడు, స్వామి, నా జీవితం మీ నిమిత్తమే ఏర్పడినటువంటిది. మీకు అర్పితం కాకుండా ఇంకొకరికి ఈ స్థానంలో నేను ఎట్టు చోటిస్తాను? కట్టుబట్టి సాధిస్తానని చెప్పని ప్రమాణం చేశాడు. అట్టి దీక్షకై నాకెంతయో మనసు ఆనందపడింది. నేను చేయి పెట్టి మెడపైన తిద్ది ఇంకా సరిపోతుంది పోమన్నాను. వారి వారి సంకల్పంను పురస్కరించుకుని నా యొక్క సంకల్పం కూడాను అభివృద్ధి అవుతూ వస్తుంది. కట్టగడపటికి ఆ స్థానంలో ఆ అబ్బాయే దీనికి తగినటువంటి ప్రదర్శన చేసి చాలా ఆనందపరిచాడు.
జస్ట్ లైక్ దిస్ డార్జిలింగ్ బాయ్, ఇఫ్ అవర్ హార్ట్స్ బీట్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ సాయి, if we do everything only to bring a smile on his face, then our lives will become a series of celebrations of his miraculous presence. In fact, the universe will rearrange itself to ensure that his love protects us like the eyelids protect the eye.
Ram ante pillalandarki pranam.
Boys take Bhagavan as their very life.
పిల్లలకి ఏ విధంగా డిసప్పాయింట్ కాకూడదు.
బాయ్స్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి డిసప్పాయింటెడ్.
పిల్లలకి ఏ విధమైన అనానుకూలములు సంభవించకూడదు.
స్టూడెంట్స్ షుడ్ నెవర్ ఫేస్ ఎనీ ఇన్కన్వీనియన్సెస్.
పిల్లలందరూ క్షేమంగా ఉండాలి.
బాయ్స్ షుడ్ బి సేఫ్ అండ్ సెక్యూర్.
పిల్లలే నా ప్రాపర్టీ అని అనేక పర్యాయం చెప్పారు.
భగవాన్ సెడ్ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆర్ హిస్ ప్రాపర్టీ.
పిల్లలు క్షేమంగా ఉంటేనే నాకు క్షేమం.
When boys are secure, Bhagavan.
పిల్లలు ఆనందంగా ఉంటేనే నాకు ఆనందము. అంత తల్లి కంటే 1000 తల్లుల ప్రేమ కంటే ఎక్కువగా చూస్తుంటాడు స్వామి.
A single story of His infinite glory, captured through divine discourses, music, bhajans, and through Vedas, talk shows, interviews, panel discussion, and study circles. All brought to you live from the epicenter of our times, Prashanti Nilayam, India, Radio Sai Thursday Live.